On a sadder note, we take a few moments now to remember a young American soldier who died this month in Iraq. Private First Class LaRon Wilson was from the Queens, New York neighborhood of Rosedale. He was 18 when a roadside bomb killed him and his sergeant as they patrolled an area south of Baghdad. NPR's Jack Zahora reports.
LaRon Wilson wasn't even 18 when he enlisted in the Army. He considered his mother's permission a birthday gift.
He says, don't buy me anything. He says, I just want you to sign the papers. That's what I want for my birthday.
On the day of his graduation last year, he went straight from the ceremony to the recruiting office. Simona Francis says she was taken aback by her son's interest in serving. He was a computer whiz. She figured her son would go to college. But Wilson had this unusual fascination with guns.
Well, we never related it to the military, but he loved guns from a young age. And as he grew older, he never lost that passion for it.
Wilson never owned any guns, but he spent hours reading about them on the internet. Wilson's uncle says he could tell you everything about a sidearm, down to the metal used to make it. But John Wilson didn't understand his nephew's preoccupation with these weapons.
Come on, that is what you're doing on the internet? He was like, yes, this is what I want to do. I want to join the army and fix things like that, you know?
And Wilson's mother says when he decided to join the military, she made another connection.
Captain, I have heavy armor closing in on your position. I can't tell who's who.
Wilson played a lot of video games, and one in particular. It was based on a Tom Clancy novel.
He had one called Ghost Recon, and I realized that's a military thing with missions and stuff.
Weeks before leaving Iraq, Wilson told her that he was going to invest his signing bonus. But
once I called him and said, oh, your bonus is, and he said, woohoo, Hawaii, here I come.
In a home movie, Wilson and his friend Mark Aquino dive off Hawaii's Malawini waterfalls. In the movie, Wilson sports blue trunks and a medium muscular build, having bulked up from basic training. Mark Aquino says that's where he met his friend.
One of the best guys I've ever met, one of the best soldiers I've ever met. I feel sorry for anybody that never met LaRon Wilson.
Wilson's mother says in Iraq, her son was supposed to live out his dream fixing guns and tanks, but the Army reassigned him to infantry. And at that time, his unit needed someone to canvass an area south of Baghdad, ahead of the other soldiers.
And I said, please tell me you didn't volunteer for this. And he did. He said no one else wanted to do it, and they were supposed to, each unit supposed to send someone. So he volunteered.
That was the last time Simona Francis spoke to her son. On July 6th, a roadside bomb killed Private First Class LaRon Wilson. The military found a note in his pocket addressed to a friend back home. He wrote about having a bad feeling about that particular mission. He also gave instructions that in case anything bad happened, his mother should get his computer. This last will and testament was needed a mere 6 weeks after Wilson arrived in Iraq. Jack Zahora, NPR News.